38. From whom do people draw bodily warmth? Nagisao Yajima, a judge for the Yomiuri Haidan haiku column, once wrote a haiku poem. Starry winter sky, warmth given to me by my late mother. It is from the collection Nogiku no Uta, Song of Wild Chrysanthemums, published by Furansuro Limited as part of its Bunko paperback series. In the poem, Yajima feels the warmth of his live body amid the harsh winter cold and remembers his mother who gave him life. It is not only the deceased mother in the poem who gives bodily warmth. All mothers must have the experience of holding an infant's hand and warming it with their own. And those who can touch a hand and give warmth are blessed. I saw her several times on TV news, wearing her son's wristwatch. Shinobu Yamato, 48, bowed her head as she waited. She is the mother of Hikaru, 22, the only person still missing after the Kumamoto earthquake. The wristwatch was given to Hikaru by his parents on his 20th birthday. Wearing it might be an attempt by Shinobu to share her warmth and pulse with her son. The sight of her small wrist with a man's large-faced watch strapped to it remains in my mind. Yesterday, the Kyushu Shinkansen bullet train resumed full operations, but for some in the quake-stricken area, time remains frozen. One day, a thousand autumns, refers to the experience of anxious waiting. Welcome home. You must have been so cold out there. For a mother who waits for the moment to tell her son these words, it is perhaps not one day that lasts a thousand autumns. It must be each second.